All right, it is Taste of Country Nights with Evan Paul on demand, bringing in Billy Dukes, and I want to talk about the Grammys.
A lot of people talking how the Grammys got snubbed on Sunday, or how country music was snubbed by the Grammys on Sunday.
Now here, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you take it over, and then I got an opinion, but
go ahead.
Well,
no, that's where I was going to start. I mean, do you feel like country music deserved more from the Grammys on Sunday?
I feel like, yes, country music definitely deserves more. And I feel like it's just everybody, they're just, whoever is on that committee or whatever, it's just, they're on a slow cycle and it's painful. They're just behind on everything. And like, but then they'll jump in really quick to be like, oh, this person just made a country record. They should get a Grammy, you know, and I don't know. I just feel like they're not up on how popular country music is.
I'm going to push you to be specific now. Like, specifically, is there an artist or song that you felt deserved to be nominated or should be a performer this year?
No, I mean, is Jelly Roll in it?
He's got a few nominations this year. Yeah, he's got, I think, 3 or 4 nominations for, he's in the Best Country Album category. You can find him with Shaboozey in the Best Country Duo Group. And then he's also got a few more, I believe. I think he's got him and Brandon Lake also have a nomination, maybe in one of the Christian categories.
Yeah, I don't really know if – I'm not sure to answer that. Your question, I just feel like it's – even with some of the CMA picks, especially, I don't know, this year, it just feels like people are – it's – I don't know how to put it into words. I feel like it's people that are out of touch, like picking these, because the Grammys will, there'll be people nominated sometimes I've never even heard of.
All right. And that kind of gets me to my point here. I'm going to be a little bit devil's advocate, but I partially believe this. The Grammys are a really nice opportunity to learn about a new artist you've never heard of. And if you've never heard of them, I'm not sure that's necessarily a Grammy problem as much as it is an Evan problem. You know what I mean? And by you,
I knew you were just
saying. I'm saying, like, everybody, if you've not listened to, heard of Tyler Childers, like, that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be nominated or even win some of these Grammys. He's a really good artist with, like, a good catalog and a pretty phenomenal album that a wider selection of music critics and fans and musicians and whoever notes of these things has chosen to sort of recognize this year.
Yeah, and I mean, he came in and talked to us, right?
Tyler Childers? No, we've never had Tyler Childers in the studio.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other Tyler. Okay, Tyler Farr, and then there's a bunch of Tylers. Okay.
There are a lot of Tylers.
Okay, so yeah. Nose on the Grindstone, I haven't really heard it per se, but I've heard of Tyler Childers, but for that to be, and nothing against him, but I don't understand for that to be in the same category as like Lainey Wilson. Look at the year she had, Zach Top, Shaboozey, you know, like I don't know why that would be. I always feel like they have to throw in like a wild card and they just pick one.
Why wouldn't it be though? It's a country song. It hasn't gotten sort of the blessing of like the mainstream country music machine
which takes a ton
of money, but why should it not be eligible for consideration or nomination? And heck, I think he's going to win some Grammys this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing against him. Yeah, I agree. I just wonder, I guess I'm looking at it from a standpoint of like pop country culture per se. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Here's where we get a little bit, and this is where I think part of this conversation we have to look at ourselves in the mirror is we get so insular about like just these top 40 artists that we spend so much time playing and so much time covering. And it's such a closed group that sometimes is very difficult to get in that we almost dismiss people who don't necessarily gain membership to that club. And I think that does everybody a disjustice. So the beautiful thing about the Grammys is it's an opportunity to sort of learn about some of those other artists. Tyler Childers' nomination isn't the problem. I think there is some snubbing happening with country music. But it's more in like the lack of any country music in like what they call the big four categories. We don't have anybody in the new artist category or the best overall album or record of the year or song right. of the year. And they've even expanded those categories now to include 8 nominees. And we still don't have, you know, I think Zach Top, Shaboozy, Tyler Childers, I think all three of those artists should have gotten some consideration for those categories, and we should have come away with at least one or two nominations in those categories.
And that's where I think that what I was saying earlier comes into effect most is when the people are just out of touch, you know, and when they look at the general, that's ridiculous to have it open to 8 nominees and not have one artist that is clearly connecting on all of the country artists. They go on tour, they connect with their fans. It's clearly a movement. Look at country radio and how popular it is and the formats across the country and the money, the revenue that it brings in compared to a lot of other formats. And it's just crazy to me that those people, the powers that be, aren't choosing at least our best superstar and putting them in a normal category. Has that ever, I know it has ever, but when's the last time we've gotten a lot of love in a normal category?
Well, last year, Beyonce. I knew you'd get to this question. Okay, so and people are going to dismiss Beyonce as not being true country, which I think is kind of a crock, but I'm going to skip over that argument, and we'll go back to the 2019 Grammys. Kacey Musgraves, she won Album of the Year for Golden Hour in addition to
Wins. I love Kacey. I think that's a great choice, you know, but she's not part of the machine per se either. You know, she does her own thing.
Yeah, but that's the machine's fault. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, the machine
she puts out great music that is in a lot of ways too good or too smart for the machine. Like,
yeah,
you know, she's not, a lot of the criticisms about mainstream country music are absolutely true. And you get an artist like Kacey Musgraves. I mean, that was a phenomenal album and deserved all the accolades it got. That deserved all the awards.
What was that one Kacey Musgraves song that actually got played on the radio in like 2019? It was recent. Not recent, but.
Well, it probably would have been that year. Was it Space Cowboy? She won some Grammy love for that. Butterflies was another one. She kind of cleaned up that year. She won all the country categories except for duo and group performance. Dan and Shay won that. And then she won the best country album category.
What a great example Kacey Musgraves is of somebody that doesn't have to play the game,
yes.
That doesn't need the game and to win.
So to kind of go back, and that you're looking for like the best machine song to have Grammy love, right?
Like a mullet. Give me a mullet day, well, you know?
I don't have a mullet for you, but I have at the 2011 Grammys, Lady Antebellum won Record of the Year and Song of the Year for Need You Now.
And the only reason I'm going to say that they finally got that win on that was because that song crossed over to pop and all the people at the powers to be probably heard it at a Christmas party that probably never even would have heard it before. So I think,
right.
I don't even think that's fair. Like, when's the last time, like one of the big dogs, like when's the last time was George or like Garth or like some, you know, some steel guitar in there.
Okay. So you're bringing up some interesting points. I think the big four categories are inherently pop categories. Like, it's going to be the popular songs that win. Like, I don't know that you could go to any genre and find like a song that didn't have mainstream success that won one of those categories. Like, inherently it's going to become more successful if it's really, really good.
Yeah.
You can go back to, I think, did the Oh Brother Where Art Thou, did it win some Grammys? No, I guess it didn't win any of the big four categories. Oh, it did. It won Album of the Year. The soundtrack won Album of the Year in 2002. Carrie Underwood has had some overall Grammy love. Taylor Swift did, of course. Zac Brown Band actually won New Artist, 1 year. We've had some nominees. I believe Jimmy Allen snuck an overall Best New Artist nominee, if you can believe it or not, several years ago.
Where's Luke Bryan? Where's Kane Brown? Where's Morgan Wallen? How come they're not winning?
Taste of Country now has a list of the most nominations, no wins in the country categories or by country artists. It's the list is called here. I'm kind of mumbling it. It's 21 country legends who have never won a Grammy award ranked. And there are a couple that have never had a Grammy nomination. Kane Brown and Luke Bryan are two of them. They've never had a nomination for a Grammy award.
Dude, I'm looking at this list. This is insane. The artists that never had Grammys. Toby Keith went 0-7. Like, how's Kenny Chesney never won a Grammy? The Kelsea Ballerini is crazy to me that she's up. She's had six. Like, Kelsea Ballerini, no, you know, she's had as many Grammy nominations as Kenny. That's crazy.
Yeah. Historically, women have outperformed men at the Grammys. In country categories.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
For some reason, that's been a truth. Carrie Underwood cleans up. Alison Krauss, of course, has the most. Miranda Lambert's done very well. So a lot of men on this list.
Dude, Eric Church is 0-4-11.
Yes. He could win this year. He's up for one. I don't think he will.
Wow. He could. I'm looking at this list keeps getting worse when I scroll. Dierks Bentley is 0-15. Post Malone is 0-18. And all genres, that's just sad. That's just sad.
All right, so let's select some of those artists. Like, what Luke Bryant song? Because the Grammys do have, like, a certain amount of, like, creative and artistic gravitas, right? Like, the song has to, it can't just be catchy and popular and fun. Like, it has to generally means something. It does.
Okay.
You don't think that the Grammy winners generally have a little bit more creative or artistic merit than just like your Billboard Music Awards or even your CMA or ACM Awards?
I guess. I mean, sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, they're more like, I don't know. I mean, Somewhere Over Laredo, like a song to sing. They're more like cerebral or smart, I guess. But like, didn't a bar song, Shaboozy, nominated last year?
It did, but I don't think it won.
Okay.
That's okay. That's an interesting point. That's not the smartest song in the world. I'm looking.
Yeah,
looking here. Shaboozy. I should add him to this list. 0 wins and 8 nominations.
That's crazy to have 8 nominations.
All right, but let's be honest. So let's look at his nominations here. 3 of them are for a bar song. 4 of them are for a bar song. He didn't win any. 1 was for his song on the Beyonce album, and then 3 are actually this year, which he could win in one of those categories.
There's something else to, like, to the point of, like, Shaboozy, I feel like some of the artists that are on this are on the Grammys radar are always the artists that don't talk to radio or do a lot of interviews, like Kacey Musgraves, Shaboozy. You know, you got your a lot of your artists that are very, I think the Grammys are more hoity-toity.
I think that's all fair. Zach Bryant had some Grammy success, and he's never been a big radio darling. I mean, you could throw Chris Stapleton in that category, to be honest. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, and he's won a ton of Grammys.
Yeah. I think you almost have to have like an aura to you where you don't really speak a lot, you know?
Right. Like you have to have like a persona that's not super country. In the sense that it's not, this is a bit of an evolving opinion, so I'm struggling to get what I say. Like, you have to be a little bit mysterious, I feel like, which inherently doesn't lead to much success in the country circle, right? Like,
right.
You take, like, an artist like a Garth Brooks or a Luke Bryan or a Jelly Roll. You know, these are artists who have had a ton of success within country music, and I'm very friendly, very generous to country music, but they haven't had a lot of Grammy success. So that could be, it could work against you when it comes to the Grammys.
That's true. Yeah. And the Grammys are like the big deal. So, I mean, as much as people can say, you know, I don't care about the awards and stuff, this is the award show as an artist, you know, that just getting nominated is resume leading, you know, so this is like a really big deal. I just wish it was a little more inclusive to country music. And I hope that by the time they get there, it's not in a cycle where, you know, country isn't as popular, and then they're going, why is country on there? Like, if country's on there now, like, people that aren't country music fans still know. They still, right now, they know who a lot of these artists are and what these songs are, because people around them are singing them, and they're in the grocery stores and stuff. So the fact that the Grammys are a little behind on that, to me, is concerning, but...
I want to object to a couple of words you're using here. Like, behind, I feel like in some ways they're ahead. Because without the Grammys, is Tyler Childers getting a look on television? Like, he's not getting invited to the CMAs and the ACMs. You know what I mean? Shaboozy, even though he's had some success on the radio, like, he's not winning the major country awards.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know if behind is maybe, I don't think is the right. They're just like point and clicking. Oh, we need a country. My nephew likes Tyler Childers.
I don't know if that's not what the CMAs are doing. Like, how many times Brooks and Dunn keeps winning duo of the year? What has Brooks and Dunn done in country music since 2010?
They're alive, bro. They're alive, man.
That's about it. Like, all those nominees. Like, I mean, I love some of those categories. Like, Old Dominion, they deserve it. But there's certainly some artists that deserve a nomination in the Group of the Year category that haven't gotten it. I feel like there's a little bit more thought put in. Here's an artist who, interestingly, does really well when it comes to Grammys that radio hasn't touched in like 50 years. I'm exaggerating. Willie Nelson has gotten a lot of Grammy attention in the last 10 years. A lot of nominations, maybe even a few awards. Like, he consistently is a Grammy nominee, which is fascinating to me.
That is fascinating. Yeah. Yeah, that's like just leaving like Strom Thurmond a seat at the table. I feel like that's just what we have to do as curators of music.
I'm going to consider the Willie Nelson Strom Thurmond. That's problematic in a lot of ways, but maybe that's a different...
I mean, I feel like if you are... You know, putting together Grammy nominations and you don't nominate Grandpa, everybody's just going to be pissed. There's some artists that don't have to do anything that are going to get nominated for Grammys no matter what, I think.
Couple things to remember with regards to the 2026 Grammys. Morgan Wallen said, don't nominate me. Like, he threw down and said, I don't want your Grammy nomination, right?
Love it.
You can't complain about Morgan Wallen not getting attention from the Grammys when he's went out there and said, I don't want to be a part of this show in any sort of way. Fair?
Love it. I love how he took his Spotify billion stream awards and turned them into hubcaps for an ATV. I love that whole vibe.
It's not my favorite, but let's move on. Performers, I think, is an area where country got snubbed. Like, I feel like Shaboozy... or Zach Topp or Tyler Childers, probably. Zach Topp, to me, is the artist who, like, deserved one of those best new artist spots and maybe even a performance spot. Like, he sort of fits what has happened before. Like, he should have gotten the attention this year.
Agreed. He is all over. He's a poster child for country music, and he's bringing change to the format and the genre. And for him to get overlooked as a main, I agree.
Jelly Roll, I think, should be a performer this year. He's going to be there. I don't understand. I guess he's up for three awards this year. One of them in the Christian category for Hard Fought Hallelujah, and the others in country categories. But he deserves, like, Brandon Lake, Jelly Roll singing Hard Fought Hallelujah. Like, that's a miss. Like, that would have been
a
great Grammy moment.
But let me play devil's advocate. What if they tried to get him or something, and Jelly Roll couldn't perform? Maybe he has two shows back to back, and that's his only day off or something.
I mean, people bend over backwards to perform at the Grammys, and he said he's going to be there. Like, who's turning down the Grammys?
Right.
Like that's like
maybe he
short of turning down the Super Bowl. It's such like an opportunity to have like a career win there. Like, why would...
Maybe he forgot his microphone or something. Maybe he's going to be late or something.
As it stands, as it stands right now, there are only 10 performances, which for a 3.5-hour show seems a little bit thin.
A
lot of them are people that... I know they're really, really popular, but they're not going to be like... No one's going to be talking about a Justin Bieber performance in a week.
Justin Bieber. No, yeah, you're right.
And then there's some other different, like the Ozzy Osbourne tribute. I guess you got to do that. Post Malone, by the way, is part of that. Reba McEntire, Lucas Nelson, and Brandi Clark are going to handle the In Memoriam segment. So they've kind of penciled country music in once again for that sort of This Is Who Died. We do death really well, so I think that's fairly appropriate. But
okay, I agree.
Reba, I don't know how she snuck on that stage, if I'm being... I mean, Lucas Nelson's nominated, but I don't think Brandi Clark is, and Reba is not. So I don't know necessarily why they chose those three names.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially since Reba is Miss NBC at the moment with her TV show and The Voice, and this is a CBS broadcast. I'm surprised they picked her.
Yeah, maybe she's going to unveil something. Maybe she has a project with NBC coming up. You never know nowadays.
She's got a lot on her plate, I guess. So that's it. And then Lainey Wilson is going to be a presenter, which is probably in, let's see, what category is Lainey not? She's probably going to be presenting the Best Contemporary Country Album category.
That'll be cool.
Which I believe she won last year. And this is sort of interesting. This year they split up the country album category into traditional and contemporary. So you have the Charlie Crockett's, Lucas Nelson's, Zach Topps in the traditional, and then you have Kelsea Ballerini, Eric Church, Jelly Roll, and some others in the contemporary. Oddly, Tyler Childers is in the contemporary, even though he's more of a traditional artist. So I don't know how they're defining those categories, but for some reason they decided we needed two categories.
Whoops. Yeah, so I think someone made a mistake on that. But I agree. Yeah. I think it's going to keep branching out. Hopefully, that's what I hope. You know, I hope this conversation next year is a little bit different and they keep branching out and including more.
Be honest, are you going to watch the Grammys on Sunday?
No. No. Probably, I don't know. I usually like to watch the beginning of it. And then I just fade out after a while. But yeah. I'll be there, I guess, for the beginning of it. What about you?
Trevor Noah is the host. And I generally like him. He's pretty entertaining. And looking at these performances, like, which ones do I really care about? I think Sabrina Carpenter is pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
The production value for Grammy performances is generally pretty good. Like, so
yeah,
they don't cheap there. So I think that could be good. The Ozzy Osbourne tribute could be good. I like the artist part of it, but I'm not like a huge Ozzy Osbourne fan. So meh, kind of.
You got to do it though. Come on. You got to do it. And hopefully I think Post Malone is the perfect guy to do that. But hopefully they do the thing with the bat where, you know, bat that gets the bat's head off. That would be a great reenactment tribute to Ozzy.
Lady Gaga's performing. She's usually pretty entertaining.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Maybe she'll show up in a meat dress again. That'll be sweet.
But other than that, I don't know. I'm watching because I kind of have to watch for work. Like, they kind of are making us. But, like, if I didn't do what I do for a living, would I watch the Grammys? I probably wouldn't this year because there's not that much country that I really care about performing.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is a shame.
I agree.
So,
I mean, either way.
To kind of wrap up here, yeah. And I know you're wrapping up. I think there is a country music problem, but it's not necessarily the problem that country fans think. Like, in my opinion, the problem is that we're not giving some of these artists performance slots, and they're not getting in the big four. I actually have no objection to the artists that get nominated and win the awards, because I think it's a cool opportunity for some artists that we don't necessarily think of or talk about to get a little bit of shine. And maybe the only
I agree with you on one point. I agree with you on the top there. I think there definitely needs to be more artists that are in the main ones, and I don't think we need to be castaways anymore in the main categories. But I think that in the country categories, they're just like, whatever, let's do this country thing. All right, Jim, who does your niece like? I don't know. That's my opinion. I just think. But, you know, either way, we'll see. You know, we'll come back and talk about some of the predictions that we had and how wrong we were. Watch you with all the right answers end up being wrong. You just never know. You just never know.
Go listen to Tyler Childers this weekend. Go listen to Biting List, Evan. I'm telling you, you'll love Biting List.
Okay.
All right. You'll love it.
I'll take your word. All right. And I'll give you a Sabrina Carpenter deep cut to listen to then. Fair. I have to ask my daughter. All right. Well, thank you so much for checking out Taste of Country Nights on Demand.
That felt like a stray.
Keep looking out. We've got some interviews coming up with some of your favorite country artists as they start to roll out new country, you know, and hit the road. They'll stop by here on their way out. Thanks for tuning in to Taste of Country Nights on Demand.